some new jobs are on their way to Bonham. Kelso Technologies, a Canadian company that makes railcar equipment, will soon be opening a 44,000-square-foot facility in Bonham. Bonham Mayor Roy Floyd stopped by the KETR studios shortly after a groundbreaking ceremony earlier this month. He explained what exactly Kelso does.
They make pressure relief valves for railroad cars, cars that haul liquids. They also make the manway, the top door, that they have a revolutionary door that takes just one bolt to fasten, where now the old cars had eight bolts that would fasten. They've been getting lots of orders from all the largest manufacturers here in Texas of rail cars, and they are really becoming number one in the business.
The new building would be in addition to Kelso's existing facility in Bonham. Floyd said that the company currently employs about 38 people at its Bonham location and hopes to about double that number once the new facility is completed. Floyd explained how the company chose Bonham as a home.
The story is a great American story. A gentleman who had been involved in the rail business moved to a small town right outside of our community, right outside of Bonham, called Gober. And a friend of his in Chicago said, why don't you try making one of these as a test thing for us? He went to his garage, and he hired another guy to come help him. They started in his garage, and then pretty soon they needed another building. They needed about seven or eight employees, so they moved into about 6,000 feet in Bonham. We helped them find the place, and then they now moved into another place to get that. They bought a small place in Bonham, and now their manufacturing has taken a turn straight up, and they need 44,000 square feet to do manufacturing in, and it's going to be a great thing. We look for them to go to 150,000 square feet before it's over.
Another manufacturer also plans to expand its existing operations in Bonham. City Manager Bill Shipp says that the company makes computer cables.
Transcable International, or TCI, started their operations back in April of this year. Up to this point, it's been set up, and a lot of testing they have to go through. What they're producing is cable, computer-type cabling. So there's a lot of testing and certifications they go through first. They're in final phases of that right now. And they'll actually be in production or start hiring to gear up for production in January. I think they're up at about 10 employees right now. Be hiring another 30 employees as they go into production.
Floyd says that the low operating costs and the availability of a trained or trainable workforce makes Bonham an attractive destination for small industries.
We have a small company called Renlita Doors that has about 20 employees that make specialty doors for places. One of the things that they're making doors for ESPN right now, one of their places that they're going to utilize those doors for universities. It's incredible how many doors. And these doors, sometimes the upward cost $70,000-$80,000 for a door. But they are specialty doors that are just incredible, and they're made in Bonham, Texas, USA.
Floyd and Shipp hope that the continued development of light industry in Bonham will help the city continue to grow. As far as population goes, Bonham is growing, although somewhat slowly. Between the 2000 census and the 2010 census, the population of Bonham increased from a little below 10,000 to a little above 10,000. Demographically, Bonham remains a bit older than many Texas towns. 18% of Bonham residents are seniors, compared to the state average of 11%. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.